Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
We resume football 1 o'clock Eastern time. Dolphins resume their season. Tua's back. They're laying 4.5 against the Cardinals.
I mean, I loved it when it was 2.5 or 3. Mm-hmm. You get Tua, you get a timing offense, you get the Dolphins in a nice buy low spot, and the number, you go, wait a second, if it's buy low, why are they favored over the Cardinals?
Yeah.
I can't do it at 4. I just can't. It's too big of a number, and I don't want to take the Cardinals in this spot. I don't like betting teams going on the road to South Florida. What if Tua's back? What if this offense is high-flying and anticipatory and beautiful? I love the Dolphins at 2.5. I can't do it at 4.
Yeah, so Cardinals are coming off a win. Short week, cross country to Miami. I would never consider the Cardinals. And I know they're trying to get you there at 4.5.
So get me. Well, hold on. I'm looking at 4 flat right now.
Oh, okay.
Get me there at 4. Get me there at 4 with the Dolphins.
Okay. It's Tua. It's juice to the offense. Tyreek Hill's telling everybody, get me in your fantasy lineups. They do think it could be instantaneous that he steps in. Weather in this game. It's supposed to be windy. Potentially rainy. That scares me with laying more than a field goal.
Oh, God.
No. I can't get there either, Mike.
I'm out.
I can't either.
I can't do it. And again, there's always, and this is, maybe it's not fair of me. Maybe it's not relevant. Guys, I'm never going to be able to trust that I bet the Miami Dolphins and Tua survives the game.
We are getting to that point, as morbid as that is.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay away from it. But if you wanted to lean, Dolphins.
What did you make of him saying he's not going to wear the Guardian cap?
Here's where I'm at, and it's not that I've lost my humanity. When people continue to do stupid shit, every time you do it, you're trading the chips you have in compassion. So the more stupid shit you do, the more of your bankroll of compassion you've used up with me. I eventually will get to a point where I go, you know what? You're getting exactly what you deserve. I'm done. I thought his press conference was disgusting. I thought he was very defensive. I thought he was very aloof about it.
Yeah, did you hear that they asked him, what did you learn being away from the game for a few weeks? And it was something flippant like concussions are bad.
Then they asked him about the Guardian cap. That personal decision. Okay, here's the deal.
Look, if he said, hey, the data is inconclusive on these Guardian caps, I'm not sure that they actually are. Like, that would have been a nuanced answer.
And if he had just said, guys, here's the deal. I understand the risks. I've had the conversations with my family. I worked my entire life to play this game that I love, and at maximum, I may have 5 or 6 years left to do this. I'm doing it. That's different than the way he acted. I'm just at a point now, the next time he's out there and he gets hit and he's air surfing, I'm turning the channel, and you know what? Whatever happens, happens. I'm done with it. I want the kid to be okay. I've been a big fan of his. You got more money than you'll ever spend in this lifetime or the next. Anything you're incurring from this point on, that's on you, man. Don't look to me.
You made your bed.
I'm done.
Yeah. All right. We're passing on the game.